I think the lads have done exceptionally well. You know, there's peaks and troughs throughout any season, especially when you've been promoted. You look at the promoted teams throughout every division, unless you're a Brentford. And you look at Brentford and the way they're doing things, and they're doing it because they invest, heavily invest. Continuity, they're driving forward. You know, somebody once said to me, if there's a recession, you don't wait and see, you drive through it. You actually start, you know, going out and investing. And, you know, it's difficult for us. We're investing in players. We need time. We can't invest in, I suppose, monetary status. But energised. I'm energised with what I see every day. But sometimes I do get tired. I'm energised with the fact that I've got a free week now, so I can go to the Seven Stars tomorrow and have a few scoops.
It was often a hard-fought victory against Colchester, but why is it that some of the players always look so easy on the eye for me as a reporter? I'm talking about Andrew Cannon, Peter Vincenti, Ian Henderson, silky skills.
It's born off the training pitch. You know, it's what we insist on. It's one of our values. You know, it's part of our footballing Bible. You know, and you know, if I have to follow my sword, I follow my sword, trying to do what we're doing as a football club. But sometimes it can get misjudged, and sometimes it can get taken for granted. But it's nice when somebody comes who's not seen it too often, not just like yourself. You know, I have friends here today who've not been for a while or seen it, and they lift me when they've not seen it, because they say, wow, what a player, what a player, what a player. Sometimes you can just take it for granted until it's been taken away.
But Andrew Cannon, he played today from the start, obviously, belied his years, in my opinion, with some good decision-making, some nice passes, good defending and good getting forward as well.
Very good. Absolutely superb, like I said. I think he's an exceptional talent. He can play midfield. I think that's where arguably he wants to play. But I think somebody once said to me, would you rather play fullback or substitute? Which one are you going to choose?
Yeah.